Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We're continuing our conversation this week with Jen Collins. She is the author of a wonderful blog called LifeConfetti.blog. It is navigating life with faith, hope, and celebration. I'm going to really encourage you to check that out. A mutual friend of ours turned me on to it about a month ago, and man, I just kept scrolling the page reading the articles, and think you'll really be blessed by it. And if you missed our previous two programs with Jen, I want to encourage you to check those out. She is fighting a courageous battle with cancer. She's a mom, she's a wife, she's a daughter, and she's yet trying to be a blessing to others, even though she's going through a very challenging case of cancer right now her own self. If you missed our two previous programs, only 14 minutes long, go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and check those out. Jen, I want to ask you, finishing up the article that we talked about in yesterday's program, in the sharing I find healing, and you said Life Confetti is not just a hobby, it is a way to share my heart, and in sharing I find healing. And so we talked about these Life Confetti bags that you take to the oncology centers, the cancer centers, to bless patients that are going through their treatments. But I love near the end of that blog post, in the sharing I find healing, you said, you know, in the middle of my crazy schedule, in the middle of my own cancer battle, in the middle of my personal struggles, there have been three things that helped me. The first one, you said, was faith in God. The second was loving family and friends. And the third was serving others. Let's start with the first there. Can you just kind of elaborate just about how your faith in God has given you hope and helped you through this courageous battle you're going through with stage four cancer?
Yeah, sure. I guess when I was diagnosed, I don't think I could have gotten through it without my faith. I had to trust that this was for whatever reason I was going to have to go through this. God was going to be right beside me. And he has shown me over and over again that he is. He's walked with me every step of the way. There have been tests where they didn't expect me to, just different scans and tests that the results came back. And even my doctor was like, I don't understand this. There have been side effects that they had warned me were going to happen, and I didn't. I do have side effects from my treatment, but not the severity and not as many as what they predicted. He has just taken care of me through every little bit of it. There have been little things, people that I've met along the way, paths have crossed with people that have been such a blessing, and it just showed me over and over again that God's right here with me. He's walking right next to me. And that just gives me hope and faith that I can get through this. No matter what happens, I will get through this. And he's going to walk with me. And if I can't do it, he puts someone in my life who can. And it's just been amazing to see that. And it just opened my eyes up to all the little things. God is definitely in the details. And if you're not open to that, if you don't have that faith in your life, you might miss them. And how sad is that? To miss all the blessings that God has given us. And so I walk through this life with my eyes wide open and my heart open to see all of God's blessings. And he is not disappointed. He has shown me so many ways how he loves me and has taken care of me through this, even though it's a difficult situation sometimes.
Well, I really believe for somebody listening today, whether it's live on the radio or through our podcast, that you're going through a tough season, and your faith in God, it's kind of wavered. You've kind of got knocked off balance, and, you know, you're kind of like, where is God? And yet, I hope you're encouraged today by listening to Jen, as, you know, she lost her hair. She got really, really sick, really weak, and had two young children that were depending on her for help, and had two businesses at the time, and had to let those go, and yet she still trusts God. And the main thing I kind of hear you saying, that even in the storms and the major health challenge that you've got going on, I hear you saying, Jen, today, that God is still good.
Absolutely.
All right, second thing that you talked about in this post called In the Sharing, I Find Healing, you talked about three things that have helped you through this courageous battle with stage four cancer. The first one we just talked about was faith in God. The second thing you wrote in your post was loving family and friends. Can you elaborate on that?
Sure. I have been blessed with, you know, I told you my husband went with me to every appointment, every chemo session. he's always such a huge support to me. My mom, I didn't want to break her heart and tell her that I had cancer. That was horrible. My mom lost my dad in 2004, and then I had to tell her that her daughter had cancer. It was just terrible. But what my mom did, she knitted me crocheted me a blanket, this big pink blanket that I took with me to every chemo treatment, and I just felt like I was wrapped in her love the whole time, every treatment. My friends were just amazing through all of it. They supported me. They did anything I needed. I knew I could call on them. People came out of the woodwork. They were my friends, but I didn't realize how much they cared. Now, on the flip side, there were some friends who kind of disappeared, kind of walked away, and that's always sad. But you know, God, you know, I let them go. This is a hard thing to deal with. I know there were a couple friends I think who just couldn't handle what was going on with me, and I just let them go. A few of them came back after they saw, okay, I'm going to be okay. But there were people that came out of the woodwork to help us, help my family with rides, watching the kids, making meals, anything and everything. A couple of my friends go with me to some of my scans. I've been blessed with a loving circle of people who were there for me all the time, and I feel like God has just, you know, filled my life with people to bless me.
Well, I think you bring a great point up there. You talked about, you know, there were some friends and possibly even family members. I know you definitely said friends, and mm-hmm. That, you know, just that you thought would be there, and they weren't, and, you know,
right.
Whatever reason. And, you know, I think that is so true, and my own personal story, and listeners know this, so I don't want to spend time on other than just I had a $10 million company about 15 years ago in my mid-30s, and a flood came, and I didn't have flood insurance. I went $2 million in debt overnight, wound up about a year and a half later having to file bankruptcy, and my wife left me, and I lost my home because I put it up for the flood recovery loan. And so I say all that, you know, when I went through that process of losing the business and losing my marriage and all those things, there were some people, you know, not a lot, but, you know, a few, a handful that I thought would be there for me that weren't. And yet God in his graciousness, one, I think he wanted me to depend on him more. But number two, he's brought a couple of guys into my life that have become life best friends now because they just showed up unexpectedly. So sometimes God removes people for a life for a season, but then he also brings in new friends too, doesn't he?
Yes, absolutely. And that's exactly what happened with me as well.
Well, I think that's a great point for somebody right now. Maybe you're spending time letting the enemy steal your joy, saying, you know, so-and-so has not called one time, or they've not texted me, or they've not visited. And I just want to encourage you that, you know, maybe they've got something going on in their life, and just focus on maybe, hey, who are the two or three new people maybe that God's brought into your life during this challenging season of life that you're having. If you just tuned in, we're talking with Jen Collins. She's the author of a really encouraging blog. It's called Life Confetti. The theme is Navigating Life with Faith, Hope, and Celebration. I want to encourage you to check that blog out. You talked about during the struggle with stage 4 cancer, the three things that really helped you. One was your faith in God. Two, you just shared about loving family and friends. And then the third that I think will find people's catch them off guard a little bit, especially if they're driving down the road listening or running on the treadmill, working out, as some people like to listen to our podcast. But your third thing that really helped you through this crazy battle of cancer and just personal struggles and your crazy schedule raising two young children and all was, you said what helped you was serving others. Are you serious?
Yes, I am serious. That I always tell people if they're feeling down that the quickest way to boost yourself back up is to help someone else, and I found that to be true over and over again, even during this, even during all this cancer stuff.
So. Well, obviously, one of the ways you did that was the Life Confetti bags, but you know, is there other ways that you just have tried to serve others? I mean, you know, that has to be something you do every day, but sometimes I think God just puts simple opportunities in front of us that, you know, maybe only take 30 seconds to do, but we miss those blessings, don't we?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I go looking for ways to help people, and I listen, because a lot of times when you're talking to people, if you're observing them, you can see when somebody just might need a little extra, you know, just a little extra something. I like to send cards. I send cards to people a lot. I make these little bags called encouragement bags, and they just have, like, random things in them, sometimes, like, Tic Tacs or whatever, just mints, anything green. And then I keep them in my car, and if, you know, when you go, especially this time of year when retail workers are just, you know, swamped with the customers, and not all of them are very nice, and just kind of pass them along, and has usually a Bible verse and then just a little note of encouragement to keep going. I know you're in recognizing that they have a hard day. I think we just need to be open and available when God presents an opportunity to help someone. Jump in and do it. And it doesn't have to be like a big thing like we talked about last time. It doesn't have to be a huge endeavor or cost a lot of money. It could be as simple as inviting someone over to have some tea and to just let them have someone to talk to. Or, you know, someone's going through a hard time, send them a little something. It doesn't have to be anything big, like a little goodie bag. Take them some cookies. Just let people know you're there. People just don't do that anymore. Everyone's so closed off and private, and maybe they don't want to, I don't know, they don't want to get too personal, or they don't want to seem intrusive, but I think most people just appreciate it because it's something that's lacking now in this world a lot. People are so consumed with themselves, and they forget to look out and see who might need some help. And sometimes it's not so hard to offer that help.
Well, I love you put in this blog post, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. It says, each of you should use whatever gifts you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. And I've got a friend that he's a sales representative. He travels all throughout the state of Kentucky, Virginia, and West Virginia. And so one of the things that he's done that just has been such a blessing to me is he has stepped out in faith. He will, when he knows somebody's going through something major and God lays them on his heart, he'll just pull over to the side of the road and text them and just say, hey, I want to let you know I'm praying for you, and here's my prayer. And just, you know, takes about a minute and types out a prayer for whatever they're going through, whether it's going to the doctor or whether it's, you know, a lost loved one, or maybe it's through a job loss, whatever the situation is. And, you know, it's a prayer and a text that, you know, maybe takes him about a minute to send. And this was really a step of faith for this guy. And he was in his late 40s when he started doing this. And now I've even been fortunate enough to be a recipient of one of those text prayers that he sent me. So sometimes we don't have to even spend money to be a blessing to somebody, do we?
Right, absolutely. Just to let someone know that you're thinking of them and that you care. Because I think people just kind of feel lost and alone, even amongst in their own home. You know, everyone's distracted now. Everyone's on their phones or on a computer, and, you know, we kind of lose that interaction. And when you get something like that, a text or a card or just a quick message just saying, hey, I'm thinking about you, and, you know, you're on my heart right now, and I want to pray for you, that just makes such a big difference to someone. And if we did more of that, this world would just be so much better.
Well, that's going to wrap up our time today, but we're talking with Jen Collins. She's the author of a wonderful blog that's really blessed me called lifeconfetti.blog. I hope you'll check it out, lifeconfetti.blog. And we're going to have one more program with her. We're going to hear about a post that she wrote on her blog called Lessons from the Porch Swing, where she tells about how much her precious grandmother meant to her. And I know almost all of us can relate to having maybe one grandparent that really spoke into our life. So I hope that you'll tune in with us tomorrow as we continue our conversation with Jen Collins of lifeconfetti.blog. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.